News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Child abuse, evidence tampering, lying to police. Breonna Williams has pleaded not guilty to all of those charges and more. Yesterday, authorities released thousands of new pictures of her apartment in Jacksonville, as well as the spot in Alabama where the remains of her five-year-old daughter was found last fall. It's still not known what happened to the child. Williams will be back in court this coming Tuesday. The governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have all said that people coming to their states from Florida must self-quarantine for 24 days upon arrival. That order also applies to some other states that have seen a recent spike in coronavirus cases. Statewide, throughout Florida, there have been over 3,300 deaths out of more than 114,000 coronavirus cases. For the second straight day, 5,000 new cases were recorded. Out of over 3,700 infections in Duval County, another record daily increase, 64 people have died. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Financial issues plague us all, especially in these times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these uncertain financial times weekdays from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We have some slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed north right at 295. Add an extra 2 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today, hazy and a high of 96, mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 76. Currently, it's 71 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Treasury sent stimulus checks to 1 million dead people worth $1.4 billion. The U.S. Supreme Court gives the Trump administration several key victories on the wall, immigration, and those seeking asylum. And the Senate confirms Trump's 200th judge.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
4 minutes after 7 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Radio Talk personality Kat Hernandez from Atlanta is in the studio with us today. I said, hey, why don't you come on in and hang out with us this morning? Go to also her Facebook, go to Kathy Talk. Hey, good to have everybody here, 831-0600, all the way with you to 9 a.m. right here on Talk Radio, WBOB. All right, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Kat Hernandez. By the way, before I get to some of the other clips, the AP came out, got a poll, and in April, 80%+ said we support stay-at-home orders. Now it's down to 50%. Mm. We were watching that on the TV a little bit. So we'll get to some of this based on COVID areas where it is quite possible. The governor says he's not going to reopen up the economy through phase three as of yet. But are we going to go backwards and go to any shutdowns again? So we'll have all that conversation coming up next. How many of y'all remember the clip we played from the Black Lives Matter Greater New York president, Hawk Newsom? This is getting a lot of national attention. He was on with Martha McCallum, host of The Story on Fox News. She asked the question, hey, you said this and you said that. This was his response about, give us what we want or we will burn the system down.
You know, talking and on a bunch of different interviews today, and you said, burn it down. You said, burn it down. It's time. So that makes me think that you want to burn it down.
I said, if this country doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. All right. And I could be speaking figuratively. Okay. I could be speaking literally. It's a matter of interpretation.
Matter of interpretation. So
why don't you just interpret it for us? Please tell us what you meant by that.
Yeah. Can you imagine this had been, I don't care what your skin color is. Can you imagine if this had been somebody from a protester, from a conservative group, making a phrase, not about literally burning the system down, but saying about these stay-at-home orders out there, we don't go along with this. Oh, my word. They would have been castigated. You know, I mean.
Look at what they did already when they came to the Capitol to protest.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, oh, they've got weapons.
Yeah, they're
taking
with them. Yeah.
Over.
But then
they're
again,
so dangerous.
So the question is, somebody could come back and say, well, we're going to burn the system down. Oh, we don't take them any as a serious outlook.
You know what? That should be taken serious. That's a terroristic threat, and why he was not arrested is beyond me.
Yeah, so.
A lot of facts about Black Lives Matter still reside on the internet. They have not yet been scrubbed. The group's signature demand is to eliminate law enforcement. Consider some of the other positions Black Lives Matter has endorsed. The repeal of all immigration restrictions, for starters. They're for that. The legalization of sex work, prostitution. They're for that, too. The destruction of the nuclear family, your family. The forced reallocation of farmland. Race-based reparations specifically, quote, in the form of a guaranteed minimum livable income for all Black people. Hear that? All Black people, not just the descendants of American slaves.
Now, you many
the United
of you,
States.
Yeah, I'll get to that in a second. You know, many of you know, he's a communist or Marxist. I kind of put those, when you think of that, you think of the deaths that have occurred. Now, let me set this thing in its proper perspective. Look what happened in 1917 with the Bolshevik Revolution. They tore down the monuments of the past. Now, if you want to say that's the same thing as an analysis, I can understand that and go along with that. But here's the thing. Back then, the czars were very oppressive, and the communists weren't even any better. You don't have any oppression in this country.
Not at all.
Yeah.
All you have is opportunity. Why not build instead of break and destroy?
Exactly. And as the poll numbers have shown, Kat, the poll numbers that Black people really are not fired up about the Black Lives Matter movement as much as white Democrats are.
Exactly. Rasmussen, the Democrats are more pumped up about BLM, not those in the Black community.
Because that's all about guilt. It has nothing to do with trying to... It is. It has nothing to do with trying to help Black families. If they wanted to help Black families, move out of the way and let us do it ourselves.
The 200th appointment has been confirmed to the appellate court for federal judges. Now, many of you, the reason why we tell you the appellate court, that is where things really are, where they end. They don't all go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. Former Justice for Clarence Thomas Law Clerk Carrie Servino says Trump has done very well in this area.
The president did come into office with more vacancies than four of his five predecessors. This has been one of the crowning achievements of this presidency, is filling those vacancies, and especially the appellate court, because that's where 99% of cases end. They don't mostly get to the Supreme Court.
We played this clip earlier. Here it is one more time. Don Lemon, OMG, Trump is getting away with all of this, and we're getting caught off guard.
Oh my gosh, the judges is stacking the court. This is why people who come on, some of the Trump supporters, and they say, this is why I can't stand anything else he does, but it's the policies. He's getting the judges through, and he's getting a lot of them through. And
Fox News, Shannon Bream, who also is a Fox News legal analyst, says what Trump has done, it will take Democrats years to undo.
It is just part of the president's really record-breaking speed that he's been able to, along with the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, get a number of judges from the districts, the appellate, and the Supreme Court levels. It'll be a long, long time before Democrats can undo the work Trump and the Republicans have done to turn the judiciary rightward.
COVID cases increasing in the state of Florida, but deaths have not. In fact, nationwide, the percentages have dropped, even though cases have gone up. In fact, the CDC points out that millions have had it and didn't even know about it.
Nearly 25 million Americans may have contracted the coronavirus, a figure 10 times higher than the number of confirmed cases. The CDC director, Robert Redfield, said surveys of blood samples taken from around the country suggest that millions of Americans may have contracted the virus either without knowing it or with only minimal symptoms.
Here's the latest from Laura Ingle on Fox News, where the CDC says right now, and that over the last several months, 25 million were infected. But the question is, if it's 25, when you look at those of the cases and deaths, sometimes wonder how come this isn't as serious as what was projected to be.
A staggering announcement from the director of the Centers for Disease Control, estimating that for every person diagnosed with COVID-19, 10 additional infections have most likely gone unreported, meaning there could be up to 24 million cases in the United States.
So the question is, 24 million cases, we've seen again where the unfortunate part about this is it hits a certain age group with pre-existing conditions for the most part. If it goes to young people show, we may have minor symptoms, as Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN points out.
The big concern always has been when you start to reopen, you knew there was going to be an increase in the number of people infected. I think the concern has always been, does that then turn into exponential growth? So, you know, that is the concern, I think, in Florida, you know, amplified by this idea that we have identified who the vulnerable populations are to this disease. A lot of people are going to get the infection and have very minimal symptoms. They may not even know they had it.
By the way, so just to tell the audience, so we were talking about this on the other day that we had some friends call us up and go, hey, we went to go get tested. They went to go give blood for what they normally do. Mm-hmm. And what happened is so they got blood tests and everything else. And they come back and go, oh, yeah, you got the antibodies, but you did have COVID 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
What is not being talked about, that comes up as a new case right now.
Oh, so it adds to the numbers. But you can't believe any of the numbers because they were all inflated. At a certain point, everybody who died died of COVID.
That's true. See, to me, this is going to be one of the post-COVID debates. I think this is going to be around. This is one of the most fascinating debates. What did they really die of? Oh, I mean, we actually had news reports. Somebody came in, they were shot or stabbed, but they George Floyd died. Right. He had COVID. Didn't die from COVID.
Right.
He died because...
Clearly.
But he had COVID-19, though.
He had COVID-19, but he didn't die from COVID-19.
I think we all have it already. The problem was that they stopped us from coming out and doing what we need, like... gaining herd immunity, the term we hear all the time. But why not protect the people that were actually susceptible?
And the tests weren't all open. And I don't blame Trump for all that. But you know, the thing about this is that you've got 20, they predict 25 million were infected.
More than that.
Yeah. They probably didn't even show symptoms. And if they did, they might have had a 24-hour bug. There are elements of this that do represent the flu. And it's interesting when you hear all signs about this and about that. I don't call it a hoax. I think there's more questions that we don't report. For example, what is the positive cases where they pretty much come back, which is like 99% right. out there.
Right.
And what about the nursing homes? How did all of those individuals in a nursing home catch it? Did we find out, for example, a lot of it is down in South Florida. Is that because most of those from up north come down to South Florida? So there's a lot of things not properly being reported when it comes to this issue as well. Hey, when it comes to stimulus checks, how many of y'all got a stimulus check? 1.1 million dead people got a stimulus check.
More than a million Americans who are dead received COVID-19 stimulus payments. And get this, folks, the tally... $1.4 billion. 1.1 million dead people got checks. That a lot of people had trouble getting those initial stimulus checks, and a lot of small businesses had trouble initially getting PPP checks. So when they hear this, they're going to be livid.
Host of Making Money, Charles Paint. Yeah, it's amazing. Some of you said, I didn't get my check. How does a dead person get the check?
I would imagine, and I'm only assuming, that maybe they died recently and the IRS didn't know and they automatically deposited it into their account that was still open.
Before I go to break, if 1.1 million people got a check, that shows that 1.1 million people can be used to get on a voter roll.
Oh, and continue. Absolutely.
Think about that for a second. So,
but how many people cashed those checks?
That are dead. Ooh, interesting. How many people?
That's the number I want.
Hey, there is fraud that does exist when it comes to all of this. Much more news coming up next. Joe Biden, more gaffes. Oh, my word. These are classic. And the latest poll numbers, would you believe them or not, Biden is winning big. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. 904-831-0600. By the way, how many people are being fired for criticizing Black Lives Matter? Oh. I read reports where they're just
family members are being fired. They're not even directly involved. It's
really?
The kin of the so, sisters, mothers, so mothers-in-laws.
So someone's high school kid goes out to a BLM rally and they find out about it, and then mom gets fired the next day.
How many think people know what BLM is all about?
None.
Very few.
None.
Roger said that.
The leaders.
Yeah.
They're the ones who know.
They actually have written manifestos that most people don't even know about.
Yes. And by the way, how are they making their money? Who's contributing to BLM?
They're hustling and extorting these brands. If you don't believe in BLM and support them, then you're anti.
But somebody's funding these guys for bail. Someone's funding them. They're going to put them. So that's kind of my question.
The celebrities.
But I want to know who they are. Let's go to Rod. Hey, Rod. Good morning.
Hi. You know, with the incendiary rhetoric that's come out of these people's mouths, the leaders of Black Lives Matter, and with the resultant, actually in some cases, deaths from the rioting, doesn't that make a case for felony murder?
No, they haven't done anything yet.
Well, I've seen more inactive cases than that wind up with charges of felony murder.
Oh, you mean with the protest out there and things like that? Yeah, I wonder if the cops... Yeah. But it's not really being reported, is it?
No. But there have been people who've been killed, injured, maimed, and of course there's been the destruction of property.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems to me that those leaders should be eligible for prosecution on at least some charge.
Well, you know, the lawsuits are coming out in Seattle, Rod. The lawsuits are coming out for the occupation, the autonomous zones. Mm-hmm. Yep. Even those in the black community, they were being interviewed going, hey, listen, I can't go to work. I can't have my place of business open up. By the way, I think there's a reason why BLM is starting to come out and show their true colors. You ready for this?
By Rasmussen, a right-leaning pollster, found that 62% of likely voters now have a favorable opinion of Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is now more popular than the president of the United States. And by the way, Trump was not alone. Black Lives Matter is far more popular than Joe Biden is, too. It's more popular than America's religious institutions.
And you know what's going to happen? That was Tucker Carlson from Tucker Carlson's Night. So what they think now is, hey, we got all this popularity. Maybe we can finally show our true colors. And when they do, those numbers will go down.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on right now. 717-904-831-0600. More major brand foods. Nestle Chocolate is now next to end racial bias with their candy bars. Wait till you hear this coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A little bit of light traffic on Beach Boulevard headed east right at 295. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Hazy and a high of 96. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 76. Currently, it's 71 degrees.
Some surgical mask etiquette tips. Choose your mask wisely. If it doesn't fit snugly around your nose and mouth, it can still allow tiny droplets of infection into your system. If your mask is a little loose, all is not lost. It's still protecting you from the majority of germs. Just be aware and maintain a safe distance. If nothing else, a bandana tied across your nose and mouth serves as a makeshift mask. I don't recommend wearing a black hat and walking into a bank branch. This message brought to you by...
Tax filing deadline is July 15th. 718 Tax Services is ready. Whether you need small business, personal, or real estate investor tax filing, 718 Tax Services can do virtual preparation and filing and credit restoration in all 50 states. Or come to the office off University Boulevard. 718 Tax Services get you the biggest refund or make sure that you don't overpay. Just visit 718taxservices.com or on Instagram, hashtag JacksTaxGirl. Or for a local appointment, 904-233-7800.
Folks, are you tired of the broken promises from the Washington politicians? They promised to build the wall. They haven't. They promised to repeal Obamacare. They didn't. It's time we hold the Washington politicians accountable. Time we elect a businessman, not a politician. It's time we send Judson Sapp to Congress. Judson Sapp is a conservative businessman just like President Trump. Judson Sapp is a pro-life conservative. A life member of the NRA with an A rating, Judson Sapp will protect our Second Amendment rights and the rights of the unborn. Floridians can trust Judson Sapp to keep his word. Judson Sapp will stand with President Trump. Build the wall, repeal Obamacare, support our veterans, and make America great again. New conservative leadership. Businessman Judson Sapp.
I'm Judson Sapp, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Judson Sepp for Congress.
Here's a message from Sharon Mills, Realtor with Watson Realty Corporation. While we're all faced with challenges dealing with the unanticipated COVID-19 virus, Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. This drastic shift in lifestyle can cause a lot of stress. While most of us have never experienced anything like this pandemic, think of the difficult things we've already conquered. Although we couldn't see the forest for the trees, we remained standing and found the worst behind us. This too shall pass. Don't lose sight of your hopes and dreams. This is a time to dream bigger, for this is America, where dreams never die. On the other side of this, let's not just exist, but thrive. Remember, those who keep moving and have faith when everyone else stops will get closer to their dreams faster. Sharon Mills Realtor wants to hear your dreams. Call her. She's there for you. At 904-534-6087. 534-6087.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. More food brands are changing their names and logos to combat racial bias.
New polls show Joe Biden beating Trump with help from independents. And with new spikes from COVID-19, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says there's no plans on moving on to phase three as of yet.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
The Democrat has a 9-point edge in Florida. In our latest poll, Trump took the state by 1 point in 2016 over Hillary Clinton. Biden leads by 2 in Georgia, a state in which Trump beat Clinton by 5. The margin is also 2 for Biden in North Carolina, which Trump won by nearly 4 points in 2016. And Biden leads by 1 in Texas, where the president won by 9 almost 4 years ago.
Host of Special Report, Brett Baer. Biden is all over the map winning. And there's rumors out there that the Democrats don't want him to do any debates based on some of the gaps. I think that's more plausible. I would buy that. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. He can't string a sentence together. How is the man going to debate Trump?
Yeah, I mean,
exactly. And I think they're trying to keep him as quiet as possible. I think they actually think maybe this COVID-19 thing is a blessing in disguise. That way he can hang out in the bunker.
You know, yeah. The approval ratings, I wonder if some of the approval ratings for Trump is dropped. You know, he's been getting some criticism, but he's not doing enough to stop the anarchy that's taken place in some of the cities. Do you think that's part of it or not? Or just because Joe hadn't really come out and defined his positions?
I think probably key to his presidential campaign is who he picks as his VP pick. And Keisha Lance Bottoms of Atlanta, I believe, is on the top of the pecking order right now. I think she's probably even past Kamala Harris. Both of them are on the news channels talking really strongly against these protests.
What do you think?
Well, talking strong against protests is great. Why don't you put the police out there so that they could crack down? Or give Trump the authority to bring in the National Guard. You can't do anything without your permission, right?
Except maybe Sarah Palin for a short blip with McCain. I don't know if really anybody from a VP pick really gets anything going exciting.
No, absolutely. Unless you're Joe Biden for president.
Well, then, I guess that would be.
I believe he's such a weak candidate, and you know his gaffes and his embarrassment, and people think he doesn't really have it all together. I think in this case, the VP pick is going
to
be key.
I think so. Listen to what he said. This is the newest gaffe by Uncle Joe.
Not only is the healthcare piece, but people don't have a job. People don't have anywhere to go. They don't know what they're going to do. And a lot of people, you have unnecessarily. Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
Wow. 120 million dead from COVID.
It's a sad situation.
Wow.
Georgia, Florida, even in Texas. But I'm going to spend my life campaigning for other Democrats. In 2018, I campaigned
Did you see him on that video clip with Obama? And Obama looks sharp. He's got that black suit. I like that black suit.
I think I missed that one.
He was doing, and the whole thing was just carrying. And then I think when Joe was talking, I think Obama was sleeping at the time. 831-0600, 24 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get some slow traffic on Kernan Boulevard, headed south, getting on to JTB. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Partly cloudy and hazy today. The high will reach 96 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 76. Right now, 71 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Dr. Eric Aguilar, retired U.S. Navy Chief, is ready to serve as your next representative in Congress for Florida's 4th District, serving Nassau, St. John's, and parts of Duval County.
After serving the people of our country, it's time for me to continue my service for the people in our communities. I'm stepping up to the front line to work for families all across the First Coast, from Fernandina Beach and Hilliard to Jacksonville, down to St. Augustine, and everywhere in between. Are you ready to get to work with me?
Cast your vote by August 18th.
I'm Dr. Eric Aguilar, and I approve this message.
Eric for Congress.
Paid for by Eric Aguilar, congressional race candidate.
Canines for Warriors is ending veteran suicide and returning our warriors to a life of dignity and independence. They rescue and train shelter dogs to be paired as service dogs for warriors with service-connected post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, and or military sexual trauma. Join their mission and be a part of their 2020 campaign to reduce the veteran suicide rate of 20 a day, because 20 is a name, not a number. Learn more at caninesforwarriors.org.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, use promo code WBOB, or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
When we were in office and we had the financial meltdown, the president put me in charge of getting out the recovery money, which was 89 billion dollars.
Wait, Joe Biden was in charge of the Obama stimulus back in 2010?
No wonder.
No wonder the economy didn't turn around. I had 860 something billion to appropriate, but it only went down to 84 billion. Just too funny, man. Anyway. All right, 831-0600, 904-831-0600. The podcast also comes up after the morning. Got some good ones, man, this week. Some real in-depth ones, especially on the economy. Just go to After the Morning Show. Go to WBOB.com. Click on right where it says the Ed Dean Extra. We'll have all those ready to go after the morning show and some new ones up ready to go today. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Public health officials estimate some 20 million Americans have been infected with coronavirus since it first landed in the country. That figure is about 10 times the number of confirmed cases. And as COVID-19 surges in his state, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has paused the lifting of virus restrictions. In Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey has done the same. He says COVID-19 is on the rise in his state. President Trump calls it treason, sedition, insurrection. The president referring to remarks by a Black Lives Matter leader who said that if the U.S. doesn't give us what we want, then we will burn down this system and replace it. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures mixed. Dow futures are down 29 points, while S&P futures are 5 points higher, and NASDAQ futures are up 22. More details at srnnews.com.
It's total.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning. I'm Adam Boardman. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry's hoping to make this year's 4th of July fireworks, in his words, bigger, better, and safer. In that spirit, there'll be more than just the usual event over the St. John's River. 5 other parts of the city will get their own displays in order to help maintain social distancing. It'll also be broadcast live on TV. Statewide, there have been over 3,300 deaths out of more than 114,000 coronavirus cases. For the second straight day, 5,000 new cases were recorded out of over 3,700 infections in Duval County, another record daily increase. 64 people have died. In St. Johns County, they have 599 cases. The governors of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut have all said that people coming to their states from Florida must self-quarantine for 24 days upon arrival. That order also applies to some other states that have seen a recent spike in coronavirus cases. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Starting to get some slow traffic on Kernan Boulevard, headed south, getting on to JTB. Add an extra few minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Partly cloudy and hazy today. The high will reach 96 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight with a low of 76. Right now, 71 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The U.S. Supreme Court gives the Trump administration several key victories on the wall, immigration, and those seeking asylum. The Senate confirms Trump's 200th judge. And Treasury sent stimulus checks to 1 million dead people worth $1.4 billion.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
All right, let's continue on with the news here on our Newsmaker line. Back with us this week, Eric Eichenberg is the CEO of the Everglades Foundation. The website's great, man. Go to evergladesfoundation.org, evergladesfoundation.org. So here is an interesting topic. The governor has said, and I understand why they need to do this. Money's going to be coming in due to COVID, pandemic. Some things are going to have to be cut from the budget. You were talking about a month ago or so that, hey, we're going to have to take a look about the Everglades restoration, water quality. None of that looks as of now it's going to get axed. Am I correct?
That's right, Ed. Great to be with you again. I think it's a moving, it's a process that continues to be fluid. The governor has the budget in hand, so he's looking at those decisions. But I'll just say that thankfully, the voters of Florida back in 2014 insulated a lot of this, a lot of these Everglades and environmental spending priorities within Amendment 1. The amendment that 75% of folks voted for, bipartisan effort certainly across the state. So the good news is these dollars are in a trust fund, and let's fingers crossed that it can hold up.
Well, the reason why I like what you said, a little inside baseball, we know how over, and it's just not Florida, but many states over the last 20, 30 years, trust funds aren't supposed to be touched. So I like what you said. They usually get raided, do they not?
Well, certainly, if there's a heavy budget deficit, it's all bets are off. But listen, let's go back, pull out the old Al Gore lockbox, and maybe we have maybe these dollars are secure. Let's see.
So, is it at FoxNation.com? There is a big documentary on the Everglades restoration and things of that nature. Tell me, I mean, there's a lot more. I want to get to the magazine article here, but what is running right now?
That's right. Fox Nation has put together a documentary about the Everglades, Saving Paradise. It's listen, you've been leading this charge now for the last number of months. We've been having these discussions, and Fox Nation has highlighted the fact that a lot of the Everglades progress that we've seen and that we are going to see all relates to the funding, the necessary dollars that have to come certainly out of Washington. And it highlights the fact that the Trump administration, the Congress, in a bipartisan way, has stepped up over the last 2 years, $200 million last year. They're on the verge of another $250 million this year. We're going to be working with Senator Rubio, Senator Scott. We need to move that process through the United States Senate starting next week. But this documentary highlights the concerns that the Everglades are facing, the water quality issues, the chronic fires that we're seeing because we're not flowing water south. A lot of the issues, Ed, that we've been talking about over these last number of months.
Talk to me for the audience. I mean, some of those that are on the road today, you know, some people are taking vacations and are listening to the show right now. They say, hey, listen, we don't go to Fox Nation, but tell us about the documentary. First off, let me get into the logistics. Is it, what, about an hour long?
That's right. They put a good amount of time into this, doing a research. I will have to say, I'll give a plug to our own organization, Dr. Steve Davis, who you've had on this program.
Yeah.
He's highlighted talking about the ecological and the other scientific issues that the Everglades are facing. So it's a piece you can folks that either subscribe to Fox Nation or have access to it. Again, Saving Paradise. It's a great piece.
What did they so back this up? Did you know they were doing this months ago, or is it just recent?
No. This was certainly in the works for a number of months ago.
All right.
Before COVID.
Right.
Before the drought that we were experiencing in the Everglades. So when producers and reporters show up on your doorstep to talk about the issues. As we know, never let a crisis go to waste. So you highlight the facts, and by highlighting the challenges, Ed, there's always a purpose here. It's to highlight the problems that we're facing, but more importantly, demonstrate that there are solutions in front of us as long as we have the political will to do it. I think this documentary by Fox Nation, as well as other good publications, can help us move the needle.
You know, by the way, Eric Eichenberg, he is the CEO of the Everglades Foundation on our newsmaker line. Tell me, because I want to watch it, because tell me about it. Is it like one of these series where, for example, VH1 used to have one of these where, you know, the bands came and they made it, and then maybe it's kind of a weird analysis here, Eric. So let me preface this: a band member didn't like it, they left. The band went down in turmoil, and they made a major comeback. What I'm saying is that did they do the story like that, where the Everglades, maybe there wasn't enough attention being paid to you guys? Come in, you have a lot of help from the president, Governor Ron DeSantis as well, and it's making a major comeback. Is that how the story is being addressed by Fox?
I think you've captured it. It is also showing what the sins of previous generations, what steps were taken to cause the challenges facing the Everglades, going back even to the 1920s by laying a strip of asphalt across Tamiami Trail and cutting water flow. You know, the hydrological issues that we face, Lake Okeechobee rising, dumping all this water east and west. The complexities of that are hard to describe at times to folks that are interested. So when you have a documentary, again, that's putting the spotlight on these issues, doing it in the manner that can galvanize people, can bring folks in to understand we've got such a special place right here in our own state. I think Fox Nation captured that. They've got others involved in the piece, so it gives a number of perspectives. But the bottom line on any of these pieces, you hope that what's being said demonstrates that there's opportunities ahead, and we certainly need to seize them.
Some of the guests we have on our show, like the Florida Fisherman Magazine, you know, I'm a big outdoors guy, they have highlighted that, you know, the economy making a comeback, which you guys partner up with many of those in the fishing industry, of getting things back, clean water, but also with the areas of COVID and jobs and everything else out there. And the reason why I bring this up is because Outside Magazine did a story where the eight most endangered national parks in the country is Everglades. And the reason why I bring this story up is some people sit back and go, Eric, we follow you, we listen to you on the show, we'll read some of the articles at FloridaDaily.com. Things are turning around. But if things are turning around, how, you know, if it was in the top 25, okay, but it's the endangered still in the top 8. Tell me, I mean, some people would say, I thought we were making progress. Explain this.
Well, you can't fix it overnight. You can't flip a switch and say, oh, it's no longer threatened. And I think, listen, when you're highlighted in the top 10 of an endangered park out of 62 national parks across the state, I think you have to see it as, again, an opportunity. It's highlighting these challenges. But listen, what Outside Magazine has again demonstrated is when you don't have a sense of, if you don't have a water flow, if you're not having an abundant supply of fresh water moving through the River of Grass, the iconic River of Grass, it is impacting the biodiversity. This is a system, a national park that is full of diversity as it relates to species, plants, birds, over 300 and some odd bird species that reside in the Everglades. So when you can see what we have here and the challenges that man has caused, a highlight like Outside Magazine, Fox Nation, as we talked about, again, it's just rising these issues to the forefront. Of course you don't want Everglades National Park to be part of an endangered park system, but wear it as a badge of honor now and let this generation solve these issues.
The point that I was getting at is that, you know, you got some publications that may not like a political agenda that will try to badmouth you guys. This wasn't that. That's my whole point, that you are making the progress. It is moving forward, but enough hasn't been done. So as much as the progress which you guys are doing to restore the Everglades, there's still a lot more that needs to happen. So don't be surprised, but it wasn't a hit piece. That was my whole point.
No, exactly. And you know, you're used to the cheap shots by those that sit up in the balcony and really don't have a view to be part of progress. But when you have independent publications or reporters or documentaries who come around to really dive into the issues, listen, lay it out. You're not trying to hide anything here as far as the concerns or the challenges facing the Everglades or facing Florida as far as water quality. But when you have the political will, as we've talked about it ad nauseum, when you have money both at the state and federal level, lean into it. Put your shoulder into it. And let's, a year from now, 5 years from now, bring Outside Magazine back here. Bring Fox Nation back down here. And let's show them that collectively we did it in a unifying way to protect what we have.
Real quick, is this a part one? Are they going to do a part two or any extras? Or is this just a real good one they did that filled the hour?
No, I think it's, Ed, from what we understand, it's a piece that's highlighting now. I hope they come back. Right. I don't know if there's plans for a part two. But listen, this is a story that has a part two. It has a part three. So, you know, you engage these type of folks within the media to come down and, again, to see it. You have to show it to them. Get them up in the air. Get them on an airboat. Get them out in the, on the landscape. That's the beauty of all this. Full of optimism, even during these days, that together we can solve these problems.
Eric Eichenberg, the CEO of the Everglades Foundation. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, Ed.
All right, man. Go to FoxNation.com and take a look at the documentary. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our roads are still looking nice and clear for the most part, but what do you see, Laura?
Hi, the traffic light at Blanding and Collins Road is on flash.
Thanks, Laura. Be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Sunshine and clouds are mixed today. Hazy skies and a high of 96. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 76. Right now, 72 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news. So, here's some good news for a change.
Brought to you by Sharon Mills Realtor with Watson Realty Corporation.
A law office recently had their employees return back to work. The employees were a little nervous, not really sure what they were going to be walking into. Well, the owner welcomed all 14 of them back with a staff meeting and $1,000 each. The owner said everyone, including herself, cried. There's just one rule when it comes to the money. You have to spend it on supporting local businesses. And some more good news. Chang is a large grouper that lives in an aquarium. Since no one is able to visit, he's been showing some signs of depression. He's hiding out in the dark corners of his tank and goes weeks without eating. A student read about the grouper's struggles and decided to write the fish some letters. They even included self-portraits so the grouper wouldn't feel as lonely. And ever since they were hung outside of his tank, the grouper's been swimming around a lot more and looking a lot happier. Now that's good news.
Here's a message from Sharon Mills Realtor with Watson Realty Corporation. While we're all faced with challenges dealing with the unanticipated COVID-19 virus, Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. Don't lose sight of your hopes and dreams. Sharon Mills Realtor wants to hear your dreams. Call her. She's there for you at 904-534-6087. 534-6087.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Tune in to AM 600 WBOB every Tuesday evening at 5 for the Tony D Means Business Show with host Tony Davis. Tony fully understands the ups and downs of being in business today. With over 25 years of experience in corporate America and as a small business owner in a variety of industries, Tony D gets it. If it's good for business, you'll hear about it on this show. If it's bad for business, you'll really hear about it on this show. The Tony D Means Business Show, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 600 WBOB.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New polls show Joe Biden beating Trump with help from independents. With new spikes from COVID-19, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says there are no plans on moving on to Phase 3 as of yet. More food brands are changing their names and logos to combat racial bias.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
7:48, all the way with you to 9 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, also hanging out with us in the studios this morning. Radio talk show host out of the Atlanta area. You can also see her on Facebook. Kat Hernandez, go to Kathy Talk, is hanging out with us as well. One of the latest things out there, the cancel culture. I like these new definitions here. The woke industry out there. Roger, so it's police brutality. It can be reparations. We want more demanding. We think racial disparities. We need to take more of the economic school choice. Hey, I'm all open for many of these discussions. Not say I agree with them, but I do like the debate. But now, some of those are wanting to move forward by back to the national anthem. Remember, we dealt with this in 2017 with the kneeling down. Yahoo Music Editor-in-Chief. Now, we do a lot of Yahoo Finance on this show, a lot of Yahoo News. Lindsey Parker noted that Francis Scott Key, the composer of the Star-Spangled Banner, had a history of derogatory comments against those of black Americans and was a known slaveholder. Oh, by the way, this land is your land. I can't sing for a living. That's why I talk. Woody Guthrie. I didn't know this, Raj, that the Oklahoma-born singer also created in order to create a more inclusive environment out there, that I guess this land is your land. I guess that has a problem as well. I don't know. So before matches, I don't know, whatever it is. So I guess they're saying that this land is your land needs to be more directed to be more inclusive. But now listen to this. Fox News' Ed Henry does a story. Well, now those out there believe that if we're going to redo everything because of the racial tensions today, we need to eliminate the national anthem.
It might be time to finally replace the Star-Spangled Banner with a new national anthem. They write, so if the Star-Spangled Banner goes the way of the Confederate flag and Gone with the Wind, what should America's new national anthem be? Whatever it is, historian and scholar Daniel Walker says there should be a formal vetting process to make sure the next anthem does not have a terrible past. That the issue that's out there is that part of the lyrics refer to slaves not being able to escape. There have been critics saying that the Star-Spangled Banner doesn't show enough diversity.
So here's the thing, Raj. God bless America. God bless. It's a great song, right?
Yeah.
But you can't have that because the agnostic and atheists get all ticked off, Kat.
Well, are you going to start censoring and modifying all the music out there? Because there's some music out there that really offends me, yeah. And I'd rather not listen to it.
Here's Trey Gowdy, former federal prosecutor, goes, wait a second, I just found out 24 hours ago that the Star-Spangled Banner is offensive?
Because what started as a legitimate conversation about inequities in our justice system is now morphed into let's just change the entire country and change the entire culture. And I believe in participatory democracy, and if people want to change things, more power to them. The Star-Spangled Banner hasn't changed. And up until about 24 hours ago, I never heard anyone offended by it.
All right, so let me talk about certain pastimes. Are we looking on the verge of eliminating this? For example, I've been to Stone Mountain, Georgia. You live west of Stone Mountain, Georgia. Are they going to sandblast it? They've talked about it. Do you think it's going to happen?
No. Who's paying for it?
That's right. Well,
not Georgians. Yes, we're not paying for it.
Yeah, but so here's the thing. Do you think that we're going to get rid of the national... This discussion about eliminating the national anthem?
You know, interestingly, I did hear some talk about getting rid of it and changing to something else, not because of anything political correct, but apparently singing it is for singers, and I'm not a singer, neither are you, is a very, very dynamic range you have to have in order to sing it. And that was the reason they were talking about maybe replacing it with,
But wasn't a race God bless thing.
No, had
so they're trying
to
dumb it down?
Yeah, I guess. That was some talk. And in fact, it came from some people on the conservative side that were saying it may be a good idea to do. But that was all before this whole PC thing.
Yeah. What happened to all of our singers that now they don't have the range to sing the anthem? I mean,
they can't sing. Yeah, I don't want to sing the anthem. So here's the thing. So this is the discussion. I mean, it was bad enough when football players knelt down during the national anthem. And by the way, if they wanted to kneel down, do it any time. I don't know why if they said that the oppression that's happening in poor income areas, what does this have to do with the national anthem? I didn't know there was a correlation there with whatsoever. But I mean, this conversation, and I wonder, does it just make a lot of news for a couple of days, Raj, and then it goes away?
It's going to go away. Certainly after the election, it's all going to die down. This is all, my opinion, an effort to sway the voters in November of 2020.
Coming up next. Remember last week, the Aunt Jemima brand, Mrs. Butterworth, Uncle Ben's. Guess another major food brand, because of the visual effects, according to one of the articles, says that they need to change their brands as well. Nestle Chocolate. Wait till you hear this story coming up next right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Our roads are still looking nice and clear for the most part, but what do you see, Laura?
Hi, the traffic light at Blanding and Collins Road is on flash.
Thanks, Laura. Be aware, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Today we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds, hazy skies, and a high of 96. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 76, currently 72 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. The Trump administration shares virus relief with private schools. Pizza chain Chuck E. Cheese files for bankruptcy. Cardboard fans may fill sports arenas. Those stories next.
Hi, folks. Lou Dobbs. Like most of us, I've picked up a few aches and pains over the years. Inflammation is the reason many of us suffer with achy pain joints and muscles. Left untreated, inflammation can cause permanent damage. Pain relievers and topical creams don't typically treat the problem. They mask it. Omega XL is a powerful natural supplement designed to help reduce pain due to inflammation and promote healthy joints and increase mobility. Right now, staying healthy is on everyone's mind. So here's another reason to take Omega XL. Research shows Omega XL can help promote a healthy immune response. That means Omega XL can help your natural immune system protect you. Here's a special offer to get you started. Order now and get your second bottle free. For more information, visit OmegaXL.com/Lou or call 800-844-4888. That's 800-844-4888. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos issuing new rules that will order public schools to share their China virus relief funding with private schools. DeVos says there is nothing in the virus relief that Congress passed that allows school districts to discriminate against private and parochial schools. The parent company of popular kids-themed pizza chain Chuck E. Cheese has filed for bankruptcy, a huge debt load exacerbated by dismal sales as a result of the China virus pandemic. The company says it will try to restructure during Chapter 11 proceedings. Atlanta packaging company U.S. Smith in talks to supply fans fashioned out of corrugated cardboard at Major League Baseball events to enhance TV coverage. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
As we enter into our new normal, we find some things changing, like the basic handshake. It's just not sanitary. So what will take its place? Will we stand back and do the jazz hands thing? Hey! Maybe we could pretend to be mimes and a sudden invisible wall formed between us. Perhaps we could do the air kiss thing from 6 feet away. You know, call it kiss kiss from the distance.
Whatever the new normal looks like, we'll adapt. This message brought to you by
Florida residents. Marcus White at Smart Choice Insurance Agency can help with auto and homeowners insurance, even life insurance. Marcus White represents multiple insurance companies, so he shops for the best deal for you. See Marcus White for a free quote at 8954 Lem Turner Road. Appointments in the office or your home. 683-7290. 683-7290. Get a free quote on auto, homeowners, and life insurance from Marcus White at Smart Choice Insurance Agency. 8954 Lem Turner Road. 683-7290.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Big item. Many of you called in last week that some of you, how could you be offended by seeing an Aunt Jemima label? Well, Quaker Oats, as you know, last week said they're going to rebrand the food and rebrand the label. Uncle Ben's, Land O'Lakes now is also one of those. Mrs. Butterworth, the corporation that owns them say that the only reason they had Mrs. Butterworth on the label was to invoke the images of a loving grandmother. Well, did somebody hate the grandmother?
I don't know. I can't see what's racially insensitive about that whatsoever.
So here's the latest now. Cream of Wheat. They're going to rechange all of that now. Here's the other one. The Eskimo Pie. This is the latest news story. They're going to take, been around since 1921. Various Nestle candies. A spokesperson for Nestle this past week, 25,000 items that are produced by the company, 2,000 plus brands, said, quote, now, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but when it says, quote, the spokesperson says, with an eye for increased awareness around inappropriate brand names and visual language. Well, what's wrong with the visual language? Well, Nestle's is rebranding the word Redskins. What was the other one here, Kat? Chico's and Besa de Negra, right?
Besa de Negro.
That's right. Kiss from a Black Woman. That's what they say. This is going to eliminate the racial stereotyping and insensitive depictions. So when I think about that, but also the visual language, the first thing I thought of was, wait a second. When you go to a vending machine, like Reese's Pieces has the orange. Everybody knows it stands out.
Yeah.
I don't eat the fat foods, but Three Musketeers has the silver thing. Nestle's is dark chalk. That's the first.
That's how you recognize
and
it.
And now they're talking about, well, maybe we need to change that as well. I'm sitting here going,
I'll buy Hershey's.
So chocolate is too dark, so it's racist? Can they get away with
that?
Because you got to stop selling chocolate?
Well, hold on. But
can it
be
milk chocolate, white chocolate?
But there's white chocolate as
that's
well, right?
Racist too.
I know. I like the swirl. I'll do a swirl.
That's right.
So on that one, say, so 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Can I ask a question? We got a lot of other news, but let me have a little fun here before we take your calls. Give me another food brand that comes across as, quote, racially insensitive that's going to trigger you when you walk by it at a Publix food aisle or a Walmart. Which ones are we? Land O'Lakes. Tell me where I'm missing one. 831-0600, 904-831-0600, Uncle Ben's. So I think we're going to keep the name Uncle Ben's. We're just going to change the picture, right? Is that what they're talking about?
I have no idea.
So tell me one of a food group that is politically incorrect that I haven't even thought of. 904-831-0600. Love to hear your views. 831-0600. Your call's up next. Talk radio WBOB.